You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle 1490 AM in La Crosse.
Here's today's 1490 WLCX news update. You can find it on demand at lacrosseeagle.com. I'm Jimmy Cuska. An elected official in Monroe County was arrested for theft earlier this week. The Monroe County Sheriff's Office said that Town of Adrian Treasurer Kelly Schlusner was taken into custody and is accused of taking money out of township accounts since April of 2022. The total amount stolen is over $294,000, according to the Sheriff's Office. Her bond hearing is today on charges of misconduct in office and theft. The Sheriff's Office said that they are considering recommending additional charges. Governor Tony Evers visited La Crosse to hold a roundtable discussion on his proposed budget. Evers said that his plan would lower child care and medical costs, as well as boost education. Those in attendance talked about the need for added funding for child care and other ways to reduce costs on families. Republicans in the state legislature said that they plan on writing their own budget and dismissed the governor's plan almost entirely and said that they will prioritize cutting taxes with the state surplus. This week is busy for the city of La Crosse. The city administrator workgroup met yesterday, as well as the Economic and Community Development Commission. That committee approved writing for a pair of grants, among other measures. The city's DEI team met for a discussion and will meet again once a new mayor is elected for La Crosse. The Redevelopment Authority will meet today to consider several resolutions related to the River Point District, as well as provide monthly reports. The Heritage Preservation Commission also meets today. This weekend is a deadline to get your ice shanty off of the ice. With more, here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
Permanent ice shanties should have already been removed from Iowa boundary waters. That deadline was February 20th. Permanent structures need to be removed from Minnesota boundary waters by March 1st and inland waters south of Highway 64 by March 2nd. The DNR says anglers can still use portable ice shanties after these dates as long as they're removed when they're not actively being used.
Warmer weather is affecting frozen waterways across Wisconsin. With more, here's Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
No ice is ever safe ice. And with the mild temperatures in place and rapid spring melt underway, ice is weakening and rivers and streams are swelling. This can cause ice to break apart and weaken. And this can happen both on rivers and lakes. And with the winds expected to become gusty, this will also start to shift ice sheets around and may cause it to break, heave, or shove on shore. Ice jams are also common this time of year on rivers. This is when ice gets caught on bends, narrow areas, and may create a dam, backing up water and flooding areas upstream.
Forecasts through early next week call for highs in the 40s and 50s with a brief cool down this weekend. Warmer temperatures and melting snow have created muddy conditions in many of La Crosse's parks, and the city's Parks Department is asking people to stay off of unpaved trails. City officials said that if you can leave footprints or tire tracks, the trail is too soft to walk on. Imprints from hikers or bikers can stay once the ground dries out, making trail repair more difficult. Walking on soft trails can also damage vegetation. Until conditions improve, the city is asking people to only use the paved paths. For the seventh year in a row, Mayo Clinic was named the world's best hospital. Mayo Clinic's Rochester Hospital finished above over 2,400 other hospitals around the world, about a sixth of which are here in the United States. Newsweek's annual rankings survey over 85,000 healthcare professionals across the globe. Mayo Clinic has 16 hospitals and 45 clinics in Wisconsin and Minnesota and offers residency programs right here in La Crosse for several specialties through UW La Crosse. The La Crosse County Board voted unanimously to pass a resolution asking Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin legislature to fund an inpatient crisis care center for behavioral health issues in western Wisconsin. Currently, people experiencing a mental health crisis have to be taken to Madison or eastern Wisconsin. The resolution also urges other counties in western Wisconsin to lobby state officials for funding for either a state-run facility or funding to expand nonprofit centers in the area. Wisconsin Democrats have introduced a safe haven bill in the legislature. With more, here's Civic Media's Stuart J. Waddles.
A new bill proposed by Wisconsin Democrats aims to designate certain locations as, quote, safe havens. According to a Wisconsin Watch report, those would be places where immigration officers would be barred. Legislation introduced by state senators seeks to maintain protections for immigrants in places like schools, healthcare facilities, and places of worship. The move follows the Department of Homeland Security's recent cancellation of Biden-era guidelines that limited immigration enforcement in those areas.
Wisconsin Republicans have introduced their own measures that would make state and local law enforcement work with federal immigration officials. Today is the start of the state wrestling meet in Madison. Hundreds of wrestlers will compete in three boys' divisions and one girls' division for the chance to be among the few dozen crowned champion on Saturday. Tonight is also the final day of the high school boys' basketball regular season, with playoffs beginning on Tuesday. Tomorrow, the high school girls' basketball playoffs continue with regional quarterfinal semifinal games across Wisconsin. Tomorrow is also the start of state hockey quarterfinals and gymnastics sectionals. State high school championship events are staying in Madison through 2033. The WIAA and UW-Madison announced an 8-year contract extension to continue to host boys and girls golf, individual and team wrestling, softball, boys basketball, and 11-player football at its campus facilities. UW Director of Athletics Chris McIntosh said that UW was thrilled to continue to host state championship events as a showcase for its campus and for the impact to the Madison area.
This is really important for our community. The economic impact of hosting these championships and the hundreds of thousands of visitors that visit our community is significant, in excess of $22 million a year.
WIAA Executive Director Stephanie Hauser said that keeping the events in Madison is great for student-athletes.
We're excited about these venues continuing to be the championship events for these student-athletes, their coaches, and these communities to come out in full force and celebrate the successes of these teams.
Hauser and McIntosh both said the only challenge in extending the contract was scheduling, which Hauser said is a normal challenge for large events and venues. Sunny skies and breezy conditions are in store for today across western Wisconsin, with highs topping out in the 40s. Tomorrow, it'll stay windy with warmer temperatures reaching 50 in some places. A cool down happens Friday into Saturday, where the high will get to around the freezing mark. Sunny skies are on tap early next week as highs climb back into the high 40s and low 50s, with chances of rain returning by Tuesday. No rain is forecast this weekend. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast. You can take Civic Media with you anywhere you go with the free Civic Media app. Download it now on your device's app store or at civicmedia.us/app. We'll have a look at your weather, sports, and entertainment news coming up next. For 1490 WLCX and LacrosseEagle.com, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Packers willing to trade. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from the NFL Combine in Indianapolis, where it's been reported the Packers are taking offers to trade away defensive back Jaire Alexander. He was a first-round pick for the Pack in 2018. Green Bay has not drafted a receiver in the first round in over 20 years. Why not? GM Brian Gutekunst.
You know, it's funny. It's never been like a philosophical thing we've talked about through my time in Green Bay. It's never been something, hey, like we don't want to take wide receivers in the first round. There are certainly opportunities we've had. We thought that was going to happen, and for whatever reason, it didn't. But at the same time, we've had a lot of second-round receivers that have been pretty good players for us.
NBA, the Bucks face the Denver Nuggets tonight at Fiserv Forum. Brooke Lopez on defending Denver center Nikola Jokic.
You know, I'll be on the point of the attack a bit, doing my job, just try to be physical with him, make things as difficult as possible as you can for him, and trusting I got my teammates behind me.
That's the Bucks' Brooke Lopez. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. We all have our image of suit-clad Frank Sinatra holding a cigarette and a glass of whiskey while crooning iconic songs. If actor James Marsden has his way, he would love to play Sinatra in a film that shows the singer's darker and more tortured side, according to the New York Post. The 51-year-old Marsden has always been a fan and says a role similar to what Jamie Foxx did when he played Ray Charles would be perfect for a movie about Sinatra. Admirable intentions, but I can't even imagine how many actors would be lined up to play Frank Sinatra. Marsden can currently be seen in the Hulu show Paradise. According to the New York Post, trust fund kid Robert Ritchie, aka Kid Rock, might be dating intellectual Lauren Boebert. They were seen flirting recently at political functions. I'm assuming Ritchie had lots of competition trying to woo the congresswoman after the video of her on a date at a theater went viral. It was probably only a matter of time before these dimwits realized their love of semi-automatic weapons and fell into each other's arms. John Hughes was the king of teenage comedies, pretty much up until his sudden death in 2009. At a recent event in Hollywood, producer Adam Fields says Hughes sent him the initial script for The Breakfast Club as a play that was all set in one classroom. When asked about a potential remake, Fields said he did not think the film could be remade because it is character-driven, whereas everything these days is mostly concept-driven. The Breakfast Club recently celebrated the 40th year since its release. The cast of the Oscar-nominated film Conclave, a film about selecting the new pope after the death of a pope, has a lot on their mind, like a potential Best Picture win at the Oscars this coming weekend after winning the outstanding performance by a cast in a motion picture last Sunday at the Screen Actors Guild Awards. Members of the cast wished real-life Pope Francis well as he has been hospitalized with health issues at 88 years old. Isabella Rossellini said, "We love this Pope and are worried for him. Life imitating art or art imitating life?" If you're headed to the theater this weekend, here's what you have to look forward to. Last Breath is a mystery thriller starring Woody Harrelson, where he and his crew of deep-sea divers are forced to brave the dark, deep waters to save a fellow crew member. The film is based on a true story, but has no reviews in yet, so proceed with caution. My Dead Friend Zoe also opens in wide release. The dark comedy drama tells the story of an Afghanistan army vet who has an odd relationship with her deceased best friend. The cast includes Sonequa Martin-Green, Ed Harris, and Morgan Freeman, and with almost 40 reviews, it's pulling in 95% on Rotten Tomatoes. I have to say, I'm intrigued. No Address also opens this weekend and follows a group of people dealing with homelessness. There are no reviews yet, but the film stars Beverly D'Angelo, William Baldwin, and Lucas Zuman. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Cloudy and a bit breezy this morning, sunny and not as windy by later this afternoon. Our high today, low to mid-40s, tonight down to 30. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy and windy, we'll get to around 50 at noon, falling into the 30s by late tomorrow afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.